Blessings, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Today we will conclude the final part of our series, The Speed of Love. May the Lord reveal unto us the depth of it. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be glued together in your love. This love is taking us on the greatest journey ever known. And we are most blessed to be part of the speed of love that is traveling from eternity to eternity. May you bless us again this day as we continue together in your love. I pray you open the word unto us and magnify our hearts to receive what you will show us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. There is nothing faster than love. And God, who is love, is slow to anger. There is great speed in his love, but he is slow to anger. In the book of Psalms, chapter 103, from verse 8, it says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenty in mercy. He will not always rebuke, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities." Amen. The scripture here says that he is slow to anger. But the secret behind the scripture is that he is quick to love. And this is what Jonah, the running prophet, knew. And in Jonah chapter 4, verse 2, he prayed, "For I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil." Amen. Jonah knew this great revelation of God. He knew that he was slow to anger, but surely the anger of God, the wrath of God, will soon catch up. Although slow to anger, we should not provoke our God to anger. But that is what the children of Israel did. The Lord who brought them out of the land of Egypt through the hand of Moses. His anger reached the climax. And we know that this anger began to build up more and more. And it started to build up when the children of Israel told Moses these exact words. And we read them in Exodus chapter 14 from verse 12. It says, they told Moses this, "Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness." And Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he shall show you this day. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever." Amen. We know that God is slow to anger, and this anger began to build up after the utterance that was saying, "Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians." And after everything the Lord showed them in Egypt, after all the mighty wonders and signs, they quickly forgot the power that was leading them. And it led them to the Red Sea. It was leading them to the things that are impossible. And as soon as they reached a difficult situation, when everything seemed impossible, they could no longer believe in this power. And that is the same with us. Whenever we reached a difficult situation in our life, we seemed as it was impossible to overcome. But here, our God, wants his power to be shown, wants his mercy to magnify. And he allowed it for the impossible to happen. And this is what he was doing with the children of Israel. He led them to the impossible way for them to cross the Red Sea. But they could not believe, they could not see that power once they reached the waters of the sea. They thought it would be impossible. And they quickly forgot the impossible was with them. The supernatural was with them. And they told Moses, "Isn't this the word that we told you back when we were in Egypt? Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians." They wanted Moses to leave them alone as slaves. But in the heart of Moses was something greater. Freedom. Freedom was in his heart. Although Moses had freedom being raised in the palace of Pharaoh and having the pleasures of Egypt, he counted all these things temporary, and he did not see any freedom in these things. But he saw that this was the real bondage, and that there was a greater thing that God had in plan. And this was the groaning that was in Moses. There was a deep revelation stirring in him. It was God who put that in the heart of Moses. God had secretly placed this within the deep of the vessel of Moses. And within this deep was contained the mystery of God. Within Moses, we see the attribute of God. We see meekness. We see loving kindness. And we see love. And this love was to be the memory for God. This love was for God to remember. For he knew that he would reach his climax of anger. God knew that there would come a point when his anger would be full and he would not be able to hold it any longer. So God designed this love, this deep mystery that was in Moses, to activate at the right time. And God put this love in Moses to be the perfect reminder in the heat of God's wrath and anger. And we see it in Exodus chapter 32, from verse 10, we see God telling Moses, "Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation." Oh my! The same words that the children of Israel told Moses. They told Moses to let us alone. And that is what was stirring God's anger. But we know that he was slow to anger. But nevertheless, this anger did reach its climax once the children of Israel started to ask Aaron to make them an idol, that they would worship this idol. And there God had enough. He was about to destroy them all. But look at the seed that was placed in Moses. That seed activated in the perfect time. It was the perfect memory of love that came in effect. And that's what we continue to read in verse 11 of Exodus chapter 32. After God told Moses to let him alone for his wrath to wax hot against them. This is what Moses says in verse 11. He says, "Lord, why does thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which you have brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, 'For mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth'? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people, And in verse 13 we read, "Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thy own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. And all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit forever." And in verse 14 we read, "And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people." Amen. Moses reminded God. Moses told God to remember. And God did remember. And he did turn away from the wrath that he thought to do unto his people. Moses was a perfect type of Jesus. He stood in the gap and he turned away the wrath of God. Amen. John chapter 3 verse 35 and 36 tells us, "The Father loveth the Son and has given all things into his hand. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Amen. The wrath of God will abide on anyone who does not believe. This wrath can only be turned away by the memory of love, which was in the Lord Jesus Christ. And just as Moses was to be that memory as a shadow and a pattern of the real love, of the real vessel, which was the Lord Jesus Christ, Moses was that memory for the wrath of God to be put away. And God was telling the same words to Moses. God was speaking as the children of Israel spoke to Moses. They said the same words, to let us alone. Yes, God told Moses, let me alone. He had to tell him these words to bring his wrath to pass. He couldn't bring the wrath to come. He couldn't bring it to pass if Moses was with him. For Moses was that memory. He needed Moses to leave him alone. But Moses stayed with him and reminded him. Amen. And the children of Israel told Moses the same thing, to let them alone. But Moses stayed with them and led them out of Egypt. And he was that hand that God used. And he stood with them in the gap. He did not let them alone. His favor was with both God and men. They wanted Moses to let them alone, but Moses stood with them. Amen. And we see Jesus, a greater than Moses. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, we read, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." Jesus was the perfect love that God so loved us with. And this love is standing for us. And it's standing in the gap between God and man. It isn't letting us go, just as Moses couldn't let them go. So let us hold on to this love. Let us cherish it even more as we see the day approaching. For we are approaching the heat of the day, the heat of the harvest, when the Lord will avenge his elect, who are crying unto him day and night. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 7 and 8, it says, "Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily." Amen. The speed of love is coming to avenge us from our enemy. It's coming to avenge us from this Philistine, from this giant that wants to destroy us. And look at what took place when the Philistine drew near to David. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 48, it says, "And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Amen. Even when our enemy draws near to our Lord, then will our Lord also draw near speedily. For the scripture we just read said that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. The word hasted means speedily. He speedily ran to put coals of fire upon his head. Love will put coals of fire on our enemy, the scripture says. And that is what David did. He put a stone through the head of the Philistine. Amen. He avenged the children of Israel from their enemies. And so will our Lord Jesus Christ do the same. He will avenge us speedily. The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 11 says, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." Revelation chapter 22, 7 says, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the saying of the prophecy of this book." Revelation chapter 22, verse 12 says, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according his work shall be." Revelation chapter 22, verse 20 says, "He which testifies these things says, Surely I come quickly." Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. The speed of love is coming quickly. He is coming. Maranatha. And let us look up, for the harvest is near. Amen.